against my better judgment, we'll post the video up in just 1 second. It is a guy pole vaulting in college, and he goes up, and if you don't know what pole vaulting is, they have this long, bendy pole, and you try to go over another pole, like to have your body clear it and not knock it off the stand, and when he crosses through, he's coming down, and the pole actually tore his scrotum.
It was the worst thing to watch. It was really fast, but...
it was painful, and that is one of the weirdest injuries I've ever seen, but... I saw the video again. Let me focus. The question is this. What weird ways or dumb ways, whatever, like, how did you get injured? This guy, obviously, it would make sense of like, oh, he fell and broke his leg doing that if he missed the thing.
Right.
But the guy had the pole hit him in the junk. That does not happen. I'm sure people would quit pole vaulting immediately if that was the case. Mackenzie, do you have any kind of weird way you got hurt?
Of course. I think I've spoken about this before. So I'm at lunch with my mom. I have my drink in front of me, and she was cracking me up, and I went back, and I was laughing super hard, and I put my head like forward, and I skinned the roof of my nose with the stupid straw.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was just like, went back and boom, put my head down, and it just like hit the right, and then it just started bleeding, and it was like so stupid. It took forever to heal up.
You're lucky you didn't lose an eye, but also I think if your little daughter Lulu, she's like, save the turtles!
Yeah, she's anti-straw, so she would have probably been happy about that. See, straws are evil.
Was it like a traditional plastic? Was it like a metal
straw? It was like a traditional old straw. Yeah.
Dang.
I hate paper straws, and I know they're the wave of the future to save the environment, which is wonderful, but they always like disintegrate in your mouth.
They do. Unless you just want to binge the drink.
I've had
down.
Many. I have metal straws now.
There you go. Be careful, because people actually like, can hurt themselves with their eyes. That's a weird way, though, just laughing and you take your nose out like that. 833-563-2539. What is a weird way that you got injured? Chops.
I once was tipping back in a chair. Like, you know how your teachers always tell you not to do that?
All the time. Got yelled at.
Well, yeah. Well, my chair didn't fall backwards because I've got good balance. What happened was the back of the chair popped out and a screw that was holding it in was left dangling and... right through my back. I've got a really cool Nike logo, a scar on my back.
What?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I thought you were just going to say you bounced out of the chair and hit the ground.
Nope. Here, do you want to see my Nike logo scar?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of do.
Butt, though. See here?
Just
Mackenzie.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whoa! Can we put that on social media?
That's a good
really?
Let me see it.
What do you
want to look
say,
at that,
Liv.
Turn
inches?
Around. Turn the other way. Turn the other way. There you go.
That's a good,
look
like,
at that. I've never
inches.
Seen that.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It looks like you got in a knife fight.
Really?
I swear to God,
you should tell that story.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
I thought you were exaggerating.
Well,
I
don't even know what it looks like because it's on my back.
Liv, when we get a chance, let's do a photo and put it on our IG story so people can see it. It's Joe and Mackenzie, but 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next, hearing about those weird ways that you got injured.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Mackenzie, I wouldn't believe you if you told me it, unless you actually saw it, got hurt with a straw from laughing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a major injury by any means, but it was just a dumb way I got hurt. My mom was cracking me up at lunch, and I was laughing so hard I put my head back and forward, and then it skinned the top of my nose with the... straw, which
a
is a weird
straw.
Injury, right?
Definitely. I had a dumb injury when I was a kid. I don't know why I thought I was wearing boots that I saw my babysitter's husband was taking nails out of a board with a hammer. I'm like, oh, I can just stomp on it with my boot. Well, the nail went into my heel and my foot, and I had to go to the hospital.
Get a tetanus shot.
I legit, because there was a little bit of blood. It wasn't bad, but I'm like, as like a fifth grader, I'm like, I'm dying. This is how I'm dying, because I stepped on a nail.
Well, have you ever like pulled your neck super weird from something? Like, I was reaching down in the shower one time, and I was like, oh no. And then I had like Frankenstein neck for 2 weeks. And that's like so stupid, just from one wrong move.
Let's hear from you at 833-563-2539. The weird ways that you got injured. Allison, thanks for sharing. How'd you get hurt?
When I was 21, I went to a foam party, which is like an indoor water park. They put soap in all the systems, so it's like foam everywhere. And I was dancing around like an idiot, and I royally screwed up my knee, and I didn't know until I was getting fluid drained off of it that that's what I did, and it's now 9 years later, and I'm still paying for it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. So I imagine you don't like bubble baths.
Not quite, no.
All right.
Triggers you.
Allison, thank you. Have you ever went to a phone party? I see them all the time. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like there's some people that are just probably so like gross and sweaty that it's
I
like,
know.
I don't want all that on me.
There are phone parties all the time in college and like spring break and stuff.
They seem hot, but when you're actually there, probably not.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shayna. Hey, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What's the injury?
So one time my boyfriend like jumped out behind the door
from me, like, scared the crap out of me. I went to grab him because I was scared, and I have really long acrylic fingernails, and I grabbed him, I guess, a little too hard, and it, like, literally ripped my entire fingernail off, the whole nail, even from the bottom of my skin was showing. It was bleeding everywhere. It was disgusting, and it hurt for, like,
that one just got me weak.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, I bite my nails, and I'm kind of scared. Thank you for sharing. Amber, what happened to you?
So, my clumsy self. I was in the third grade, and I was walking home, and they were renovating this new house by my elementary school. They had just finished the foundation for the sidewalk, and it was completely hard because we could walk on it because we walked on it that morning. So on the way back, I was on this one little square, and I was waiting to get a book from my friend, and the concrete slab I was on completely buckled underneath me. So I went straight through, and I actually hurt my knee pretty bad to where I had to get stitches on the same leg that I broke my ankle on a month prior in the same little yard that they were building on. It was bad.
Please tell me you filed a massive lawsuit and you're now the richest person we know.
Man, look, I wish I could, but my parents wasn't about that. They're really humbled individuals. It was like, oh, it was just an accident. You should have been walking over there. I was like, okay.
Oh, sorry. Concrete buckles on you. It's your fault. It was poor workmanship.
Aww, bless your heart.
Hopefully you're doing better now. Thank you. Lauren, you're on Joe McKenzie. Weird ways that you got injured.
So right before my freshman year of college, I dislocated my kneecap trying to teach my parents how to do the lean with it, rock with it. Yeah, it went all the way behind my knee. So.
Oh, no.
Ouch. Ouch.
Well, I mean, do they know how to do it now? We just have to know.
Yeah, no, I don't dance anymore, so.
Oh. Your parents, I'd like to see that.
They're great.
They always tell me I'm going to break something.
They're doing awesome. They're on TikTok now. You should follow them. They're doing wonderful.
Sweeping the nation.
Dee Dee, you're on Joe McKenzie. Weird way you got injured. What's your story?
Good morning, guys. Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I got hurt by crawfish. My goddaughter, we took her out to eat, and we were sitting there, and she was swinging the crawfish, and all of a sudden, she swung one, and it hit me in my eye. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm screaming. I'm like, this is not happening. I'm blind now. And when I went to turn around, she takes the other crawfish, and she was like, Dee-Dee, and she swung it, and it hit me on my other eye. My kids were so dying laughing so hard that she didn't even know what to do. She was just giving me that look like, oh, my God, what happened?
But wait, was the crawfish alive? Did it, like, grab your eyeball?
And I was blind for a minute, and everybody, all the waitress start coming running, making sure I was okay. But maybe that's why I don't like crawfish today.
I was going to say, I don't think Dee Dee will be at a boil anytime soon. Mm-hmm. She'll be like, I'll do the potatoes, I'll do the corn. And that's about it.
I'm passing.
All right. Well, hey, if you have any more of these are crazy, tweet us. It's Joe N. McKenzie on Twitter.